North Korea's leader is going to visit two more Russian cities. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Vladimir Putin said that after his summit in Siberia with Kim Jong-un, who's offering full and unconditional support for what he called Russia's sacred fight, likely referencing Putin's war in Ukraine.
The suspicion in the West was that these talks would end with Russia getting hold of North Korean munitions. If that's the case, we probably won't be told about it. What Vladimir Putin did say was that all issues were up for discussion, including economic cooperation and humanitarian aid. The location was also important, a spaceport in Siberia. Putin says he'll help Kim Jong-un develop satellite technology.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Hours before the summit in Russia, North Korea test launched two more missiles. They keep finding bodies in the streets and in mud-caked buildings in Libya in a flash flood disaster that has left more than 5,100 people confirmed dead. Thousands more may have also been killed around the city of Derna. Republicans in Congress want answers from the CIA after a whistleblower alleged researchers were offered significant monetary incentives to change their minds that the virus leaked out of a Chinese lab. House COVID Subcommittee Chair Brad Wenstrup tells Fox.
They have a COVID discovery team that comprised of seven people. Six of the seven people went with the idea that this came from the lab. They leaned towards that with some confidence.
Now, there's an update on COVID financial fraud.
A Government Accountability Office report estimates that as much as $135 billion in unemployment insurance benefits may have been fraudulently obtained during the pandemic. The Department of Labor has taken issue with the way the report was done, saying at best it's an estimate of fraud risk rather than actual fraud, and that it's helped law enforcement hold fraud perpetrators accountable.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The CDC is recommending Americans 6 months old and older should get a COVID vaccine booster. Moderna and Pfizer will have those shots available this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
House Republicans call an impeachment inquiry an important next step in their investigation into President Biden and any involvement he had or money he made from his son Hunter's overseas business dealings. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik just told Fox.
We know that the Biden administration and the Department of Justice are going to fight this tooth and nail because they don't want the truth and the facts to come out to the American people. But the impeachment inquiry gives us the most power constitutionally in court.
The White House and Democrats called an illegitimate probe with no evidence the president did anything wrong. Here's Senate Minority Leader, Majority Leader, rather, Chuck Schumer.
I think the impeachment inquiry is absurd. The American people want us to do something that will make their lives better, not go off on these chases and witch hunts.
That back and forth comes amid another back and forth over the budget.
The government's fiscal year ends September 30th, and if the appropriations bills for the next fiscal year haven't been passed shortly after that, then the House has to pass a short-term extension, a continuing resolution. But some Republicans don't want to allow that without a commitment to deeper spending cuts. So we could end up with a full or partial government shutdown. Essential services, those related to public safety, would continue, but employees in those roles work without pay. Other workers are furloughed temporarily. During the 2013 shutdown, some food safety inspections lapsed. National parks turned people away. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says in 2018, some TSA workers and air traffic controllers working without pay didn't show up to work. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
We'll get a key update to the economy in about a half hour. On inflation, it's expected to show consumer prices rose slightly last month from July, and inflation may have ticked up a bit year over year compared to July's annual rate. Something for the Federal Reserve to consider as it meets next week, mulling another possible interest rate hike to keep fighting inflation. Now, for now, on Wall Street, stock futures are down a bit ahead of the report. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Authorities investigating the cause of an explosion at the Archer Daniels Midland East processing plant in Decatur. That blast happened Sunday night at the facility. It caused damage to a number of buildings. At least 8 workers injured, including 6 who were sent to hospitals. The plant produces soybean oil. This year's freshman class at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign making history. University welcomed a record-breaking freshman class for this academic year, with more than 8,300 enrolling this fall. That boosted undergraduate student enrollment to nearly 36,000, the largest ever in the university history. Trials are underway for 2 former Illinois DCFS employees involved in an A.J. Friend case. Carlos Acosta and his former supervisor, Andrew Pullivan, each facing charges of endangering the life of a child and reckless conduct, both involved in a 2018 investigation into allegations that 5-year-old A.J. had been abused. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. Good morning. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Been running here for Wednesday, September 13, 2023.
My daughter Gabrielle was born 26 years ago.
Well, happy birthday to Gabby.
Exactly.
Weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you guys, you need to have the talk with your provider and find out about your risk factors when it comes to the pros and cons of prostate cancer. Learn more at carl.org.
How come we all have kids in our 20s, Soyer? How does the time fly, man? How does the time fly?
It just had the pedals to the metal in that department, and fortunately or fortunately, depending on your perspective.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad to be awake and alive on this morning. We think it's gorgeous. The temperature is comfortable. Mr. Meteorologist Greg Soyer has a look at the rest of the week, sir. What are you seeing?
Yeah, very comfortable. A hint of early autumn, as you would expect for a mid-September morning here across East Central Illinois, the Twin Cities. 47 degrees out the door this morning. Yeah, a little light sweater and jacket weather will do you fine. 48 by the time you hit Rantoul and up at the Kankakee, Charleston, Mattoon as well. 57 at St. Louis, near 50 over at the Brickyard, and the run up towards Bloomington Normal at 53 degrees out there. Pretty quiet weather picture expected here for the next 5 to better than 10 days. We do have an upper system that may generate a couple of drops of rain over the course of the weekend. Should have no impact on folks getting together for Illinois football. We'll be looking at sun and clouds and temperatures probably at about 68, 69 kickoff at 11 o'clock Saturday morning, and later in the ball game into the 70s around here with a light wind component. And there are indications of some late summer warmth around here, pushing 80 or higher late next week and beyond, and probably winding our way closer to the beginning part of October. Maybe a trend towards wetter. Kind of a give and take here. You need some warmth to get the back 40 to maturity, but we're getting a little dry again around the edges, and so some additional moisture would be appreciated around here. But overall, still a warmer, drier fall season expected. Sunny to partly cloudy skies, coolish for the day today, 75 the high, 46 tonight, 74 tomorrow, 77 on Friday. Over the weekend, 75, 76 degrees will cut it quite nicely. Nights near 50, and with a sprinkle in the air, and nothing more than a warming trend into next week, with mid-70s on Monday. By Wednesday to Friday of next week, high temperatures up around 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Well, it looks like inquiry into impeachment for Joe Biden is off and running. I'll ask Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, at the bottom of the hour. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
What does it mean? Is it important to find out if Joe Biden did in fact sell influence through Hunter Biden? $20 million is out there. They got a lot of bank transfers, 150 suspicious deposits.
I see.
Various members of the Biden family. There might be a lot of there, but if historians aren't going to write about it and just call it political, nobody covers it, what's the point? I guess we need to really know stuff for history. If history is written from not the liberal lens, then you're saying, well, the FBI lied, then the CIA lied, and maybe John Kennedy was killed by a cabal. All this is in the last 24 hours. It's like one of the former Secret Service agents for John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated in Dallas November 22, 1963, says, yeah, that magic bullet thing with Lee Harvey Oswald, I'm not sure. It's called the magic bullet. They said the bullet came through, went through Kennedy, went through the seat, turned left and hit Connally, the governor of Texas. Okay. That's back when we trusted the government.
Right.
Whatever the Warren Commission said had to be fact.
Right.
You're just a conspiracy theorist. When in fact it wasn't possible. The first time that Lee Harvey Oswald was seen was on, he was in the book depository. He apparently delivered the gun, but he didn't shoot the, anyway. All that is coming out. So you're saying, well, is that really, what is it? What is a government if you can't trust the people running it? Mm-hmm. And you could say that for a long time about various things, but anyway, so you've got that. You got the Biden impeachment inquiry. Now they're going to some of the details, and it looks horrible. I mean, it really, really does.
I just feel like it's kind of a corruption culture we've got going here, and maybe just the Bidens were just playing the game. I don't know.
Well,
I guess you got to be held accountable, especially on all these international relations. And it is suspicious. We just seem to be giving more and more money to Ukraine. And was that because there was deals long ago and now he's owing the Ukraine?
Well, maybe Joe Biden was mad. He was shunned by his party in 2016. It was his turn, but no, Hillary got it. And then maybe he just said, you know, I'm 70-something years old. I got to make a move on making money for the family. I don't know.
It's all these theories, but it is interesting being held to the fire.
There's a lot of transactional proof, if anybody wants to look at it. There are things there that go, what? The whole eight Biden family members got rich on that? What? How'd that work?
Right.
And then you call your dad and you're sitting there threatening a Chinese official that we won't forget. And all these things that are fact. And people that dismiss them and just say, well, you're just being political. Of course, all the Trump stuff isn't political. We know that. Oh, my gosh. Such a double standard. So it's hard to sort out. But when there's so much, it just nothing will happen to Joe Biden, I guess is the point. They're not going to impeach him. Senate is controlled by Democrats. So what is the exercise for? History. Well, what if history doesn't write it? Well, just to expose it. What if people don't cover it?
Right.
So that's not, I guess, a good place to be in when you don't trust anything. There's just a lot of questions.
And are we worried about the four-hour meeting between China and North Korea? I'm concerned about a lot of these international relations stories.
Well, where are we in anything? When you see the President of the United States over in Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, talking about going to bed.
Right.
We are open for it. Good luck. You can do anything you want right now because we're not going to probably do anything about anything. So it's open season and they know they got a year left. And in my opinion, if we have four more years of this policy, hold on. Hold on. Because we just can't, you know, be dependent on Venezuela for oil. And we can't let Iran, China, and Russia buddy up with North Korea.
Yeah.
What's this leading to? It doesn't feel very good. All right, 7:13. Happy for Adam Wainwright.
Yes.
He had a great night last night. It's really exactly opposite day when in September you're talking about consolation prizes for the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cubs in Cincinnati are thrilling right there. Cincinnati?
I know.
They're a game out of the wild card. Cubbies lose last night. Anyway, Diane has sports headlines.
5-2 was the final with the Cardinals on top, and we're all happy for Waino snapping that 7-game start losing streak. He's at 199. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and at Camden Yards last night, Adam Wainwright went 5 innings, giving up 7 hits, 2 runs. He walked 3, struck out 3. Giovanni Gallegos, Matthew Liberatore, John King, and Ryan Helsley managed to hold the lead. The Cardinals won 5-2. Adam Wainwright has 199 career wins.
Everybody happy for Adam Wainwright. A big celebration after the game yesterday. And why not? You just beat the Baltimore Orioles and tied a series with the 5-2 victory. Richie Palacios with 2 home runs. He came into the game late, made the huge difference. But the defense for the Cardinals, a big help to not only Wainwright, but the 4 Cardinal relievers behind him who did not give up a run.
The Cardinals have won 5 out of 8 on the road trip, and they have a chance to win all 3 series.
It's been a great road trip against 3 very good teams that are all maybe playoff bound.
Atlanta, Cincinnati, now Baltimore, and on the mound today, former Oriole minor leaguer Drew Rahm. We're on the air at 4:40.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Colorado on top 6-4 yesterday. We've got a 2-10 start over on US 105.9, or maybe you can take in the game at Pia's. That's always a great place for lunch with that Slugger Burger at 1609 West Springfield Avenue. And coming up on Friday the 15th between 4 and midnight, Champaign Central and Centennial with a DJ and a cookout with their reunion going on Friday the 15th.
I think Centennial has the upper hand this year, but Central, Centennial. Central's 1-2, Centennial's 3-0. Best News Gazette says the Centennial Chargers are the best team in the area, so we'll see.
Chicago White Sox over Kansas City. That final was 6-2. They've got a 6:40 start. Well, we talked about it yesterday, and what we were talking about was true, and everybody was talking about Aaron Rodgers, and it is true. The torn left Achilles tendon will end the season for him with the New York Jets. But, you know, some of the crawls and the coaches saying, hey, I don't know why people are putting an obituary under our team name. We're good to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did have a good defense.
It's over.
Thanks, Stevie.
You have a good defense, but a couple of injuries will end that. And then you got nothing. I'm sorry. Zach Wilson is not going to lead the New York Jets. Maybe have a shot at a wild card kind of thing. Maybe because that defense is so good. But with Aaron Rodgers, healthy, it would have been a different deal.
Well, okay, our Illini facing number 7 Penn State. That's an 11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday. As far as our Illini women's volleyball team, we beat Bradley in a fourth set match yesterday, and the Boilermaker Challenge tomorrow. We'll have our Illini ladies facing USC Thursday at 4:30 Central Time in West Lafayette.
Mike says a 217 texter, 217-359-2255. Probably this will end Aaron Rodgers' career. Very possible, because if you're 40 and it takes longer as you get older, and the Achilles is really a tough one. They're talking about the new turf and did it get to cleats the client, all that stuff. Everybody wants to play on grass. It's a lot more money to keep grass going, muddy in the rain, all that stuff. But in any event, he's out, tore his Achilles. It'll take a year. Can he come back? It's going to be, he'll need to probably go to maybe a 5-day dark room experience or something, but I don't know. Aaron Rodgers' name has been said more in the last year than anybody, even Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I think we've heard more Aaron Rodgers than even our...
That's probably so.
Crazy coverage. All right. We have a Stever today from PDR Automotive. I'll explain.
Awesome.
Just if you're driving around in any vehicle, why wouldn't you do what I'm about to offer?
Yeah.
We'll do that coming up in just a few moments. ESPN 93.5. It is Wednesday, and our weather this morning brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And the Wandale Sculpture Garden has a 25-year anniversary. Starting at 3:30 is the social. The comments come your way at 4:15. And then the Jazz Walk. We were talking with Janet Sosby yesterday about the 11 different combo performers at the base of some of these sculptures in the Wandale Sculpture Garden at Meadowbrook Park. It's all happening on Friday. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
All of our guests appear on the Tapman's Towing phone line.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Penn Ave is Saturday. Pretty quiet weather picture expected here the coming days. Just a weak weather system that may generate a couple of drops of rain over the course of the weekend. Perhaps a more broader-based wetter weather pattern may be materializing late next week, if not beyond, but accompanying that, big warm up on temperatures and a steady rise in humidity, still a real late summer feel expected around these parks here in the coming weeks. In the meantime, a partly cloudy sky for the day today. Temperatures a little on the cool side for the time of year. A little patchy fog around as well early on this morning, up to about 75 with a light north wind, mostly clear tonight. Nearly calm wind sets in, dawn temperature down to 46 tomorrow. Nice recovery on temps, sunny skies, light northeast wind, the high about 74. A partly cloudy 77 degree high on Friday. Over the weekend, a little more cloudy. Maybe a couple of drops of rain around. Football temperature kickoff at 68, highs near 76, 75 on Sunday, heading towards the mid to upper 70s Monday to Wednesday next week. For TVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. UC Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Spirit Airlines shares are losing ground. The company says it's paying more for fuel and has had to offer discounted airfares for the period leading up to Thanksgiving. Spirit has plans to merge with JetBlue, which earlier this week offered to pull back operations in Boston and Newark with hopes of satisfying regulators. Mortgage demand is at a 27-year low as measured by the Mortgage Bankers Association. Its average for the 30-year fixed rate is up to 7.27%. BP shares are slumping after its chief executive Bernard Looney resigned. The company says it's investigating Looney's personal relationships with colleagues and says the oil executive was not fully transparent. He's been working on the company's global transition to renewable energy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Learning loss, declining test scores, surging tuition costs. All next week, the Fox News Rundown teams up with the power of Fox Business to take a deep dive into a top issue for families and voters, education in America. We'll look at what schools are doing right, what schools are doing wrong, and how best to address the matters most important to students, parents, and voters. Join us all next week as Fox Business helps the Fox News Rundown examine education in America. Listen and download at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Hey, my name is Josh Morford. I'm the youth minister at Muhammad Christian Church, and I want to inform you of something awesome that's going to be happening on September 22nd after the homecoming Muhammad Seymour Bulldog football game. Our church is going to be hosting something called the Fifth Quarter. What Fifth Quarter is it is a safe, fun environment for your middle school or high school student to come and have something fun to do after the football game. Our church is going to be providing food. We're going to have gift card giveaways. We're going to have things like inflatables and nine square and Gaga ball set up. We're going to have some different kind of games if those aren't your speed. We're going to have lots of awesome adult volunteers there to keep your kids safe. Let them have a really great time. And that party is going to go from the end of the game until 11:15. We would love to see you. Go Bulldogs.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
All right, 7:23, ESPN 93.5, getting ready for Illinois and Penn State. That is an 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday.
Man, we're hearing the enrollment numbers for the U of I. No wonder we got a crowd.
Well, we have over 35,000 undergrads, which is also a record. So I would guess with everybody, our stuff has to be near 50,000 people.
Yeah.
Masters, PhDs, all the stuff.
So there's a giveaway from the Central Illinois Toyota dealers. 10,000 orange rally towels. Of course, it's the Hail to the Orange Out with Game Day Spirit, Illinois Athletics Hall of Fame weekend. So on Friday the 15th at 7 inside the State Farm Center, it's free and open to all fans as they also will have on-field recognition for some of our inductees.
How have things been going in the stadium? I have not actually gone to order food. You know, there's a bottleneck of stuff of sorts. I think getting in was fine for Toledo.
And it's
all
card for sure. I had some cash out.
They don't want
a main scoop from Muhammad to get some ice cream towards the end of the game. And, you know, the lady knew me and she's like, it's going to be cash when you get up there.
It is cash?
It's going to be card. You can push your cash away.
Okay. All right. So how many people carry more than $20 in their pocket
anymore?
We don't carry cash much
anymore.
That's
right.
Anyway, I wonder how the Lions, if you have any anecdotal things that happened to you inside the stadium, I'm wondering how things are. 217-359-2255. No problem getting in for Toledo as far as the crowd.
Right.
I would suspect the numbers will be comparable from the Toledo game. That's why I've called on this football team to stay competitive.
That's right.
It's a very good football team. I don't know. It makes everybody question what do we got and what kind of adjustments can we make to compete against the seventh-ranked team in America. They got weapons galore. They're very, very good, fundamentally sound. Can the Illini avoid any after-whistle penalties? We haven't done it in the first two games. We get these flags on us for something.
I see.
Even if the other team instigates, the second guy always gets it.
Yep.
So in any event, we'll be watching, but boy, it would be awesome to get to the fourth quarter and not be sure who's going to win. I think that would be a win-win for everything because this is the team that scored, you know, 60-some points last weekend against a weaker team, but... You know, following some of the stuff we saw at Kansas makes you go, so let's go. Come on. By Friday, I'll have us winning by 10.
There you go. All right. And fans are incentivized right now. 90 minutes to 30 minutes before kickoff, hot dogs, non-alcoholic beverages, domestic beers, Trulies, just $3. So fans can visit any stand and take advantage of the early bird deals.
Watch everybody warm up, eat a little food.
Exactly.
On the cheap and get in there. Yeah, no, it's nothing wrong going in early.
Season ticket holders get $5 off orange visors and free Cheetos.
Oh.
With the purchase of a drink. So on the orange out, you got the orange fingers, too.
That's a game changer. Exactly. Free Cheetos, and then you have half the Cheetos on your fingers after that. Yeah.
And then, of course, there's that freaky fast 77-yard dash presented by Jimmy John's between the third and fourth quarter.
I actually enjoyed that.
I did, too.
Because the kid running represented Grange. You can't get somebody that, you know, isn't fast. So there's that. And then you got to get somebody that's kind of fast so it's not, like, laughable.
Right.
And the other kid was pretty fast.
That's right.
But Red was just blowing through everything. That's, yay, Red.
And 3 hours before kickoff, Red Grange is working the Grange Grove area with a fan experience as you get some photos.
You're going to have to be really fast to beat Red Grange.
Yeah.
On that deal.
That's right.
And it's a great promotion with Jimmy John's. They won't have to give away anything.
Agree.
You know, and Stevie G Broadcasting wants to sponsor. I want to sponsor that. Yeah. I'll give you $1,000. Exactly. You're not beating my guy.
Hey.
All right. Time to tell you about the PDR Automotive. PDR has been around helping people with their vehicles for a very long time, over 50 years. John Marshall is your owner. You got Josh. You got Chuck. You got some guys in there you're familiar with. So I'm offering a chance for you to go take your vehicle in, have them give it a full vehicle inspection, and we're holding on to our cars maybe a little longer perhaps.
Yes.
So you can actually run it through everything. You'll get 4 or 5 pages of color. That's a $100 service I'll pay for. And then if they say, hey, you need XYZ, I'll give you $100 toward that if you choose to do it. So it's available. I'm paying. Just go to ghoststever.com. Full vehicle inspection. Think about if you're selling a car on your own and you show the prospective buyer, here's what I got.
Yeah, this is a legit, good running vehicle, and I kept up with the oil changes, and here's the PDR Automotive assessment to say, yeah.
Yeah, this would give you, it's like showing somebody a home inspection before they, so this is that, and if you want it for free, I can do it for you.
1008 North Cunningham in Urbana, PDR Automotive, and their mechanics have been at it so long. John Marshall and his team are great and they're well-trusted.
So if you want to get this, ghoststever.com. You can only win this one once, otherwise you're going to take your fleet through the thing, and you want to spread the wealth here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, want to be that socialism thing and spread the wealth. Yeah, divvy it up. We just want to give more people a chance. So PDR Absolutely. Automotive, ghoststever.com, laying right there for you. Why wouldn't you have 5 pages of color on which any they might say this one needs attention now or soon. This one, your tires probably have to 8,000 miles more, maybe that kind of thing. Okay, back in a moment. It's Wednesday. Brother Johnny and Ed Martin, stand by. Plenty to talk about this morning. That's next.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Erin Airline shares are losing ground. The company says it's paying more for fuel and has had to offer discounted airfares for the period leading up to Thanksgiving. Spirit has plans to merge with JetBlue.
Whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. There's a claim by a whistleblower that the CIA paid analysts to change their determinations in the COVID-19 origins probe. Ohio Congressman Brad Wenstrup explains the allegation.
What he's alleging is that there was monetary payments of some type going to these six people to change their mind and to go with saying that we were unable to determine this.
Those six people were on the seven-person COVID discovery team. The congressman says those six originally believed COVID started in a lab, Wenstrup earlier on Fox and Friends. North Korea's leader touring parts of eastern Russia after his meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. They met for several hours in eastern Russia in Vladivostok. It's their second meeting since Kim Jong-un came to power, and only second visit to Russia by Kim. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, Champaign man in custody. It follows a deadly shooting in July. Police say Marcus Catchings found shot July 3rd inside an apartment in the 2500 block of West Springfield Avenue. He died on scene. The suspect being held at the Champaign County Correctional Center awaiting arraignment on murder charges. Bond is set at $2 million for a man charged in a shooting at a funeral last week at Urbana. Police say Linnell Blunt fired shots at someone during an argument at New Life Church of Faith Friday. Nobody heard. Blunt was arrested over the weekend at the Champaign County Courthouse attending a status hearing on an unrelated case. He's being held at the Champaign County Jail. ADM says five of its employees still hospitalized as of Monday. The East plant, which officials said produces soybean oil and white flake for soybean protein production, is inoperative at this time. The adjacent corn processing plant also shut down until company officials can safely resume operations. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys, Saturday, nice days worth of weather ahead. Both today for the next several, maybe a couple of drops of rain, no biggie for the weekend. And there's a hint of late summertime around here. Yeah, still a fair amount of that with warmth and humidity building in later next week. A patchy fog area here or there to start off the day. And an otherwise sunny to partly cloudy cool days worth of weather. Highs normally this time of the year, close to 80 up to 75 today. Light north wind, but no complaints. Clear comfortable tonight down into the 40s with a nearly calm wind for the day tomorrow. Cool start, sunny skies, nice recovery on temps in the afternoon at 74. 48 tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 77 on Friday. Over the weekend, weak weather system aloft may generate a couple of drops of rain around the football game, either side of it. 68 at kickoff, up to 76 later in the day, maybe a sprinkle as well. Sunday morning at 75, mid to upper 70s Monday, Tuesday, up near 80 on Wednesday, into the lower 80s for the next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldgay.
Are we on Facebook this morning?
Oh, I hadn't looked.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Oh, good. For a few more minutes.
Exactly. It's Wednesday. Brother Johnny is in Bible study where we all should be 24-7. Johnny!
Hey, good morning, CJ.
Ed Martin, Legal Defense Fund, Eagle Form Legal Defense Fund, attorney, best-selling author, Phyllis Schlafly, who defeated ERA by herself, Equal Rights Amendment. The last hire that Phyllis ever made was the great Ed Martin. Had somebody say, man, I listened to you guys and that conspiracy guy, Ed. And then he said, I agree with everything he says.
Yeah, exactly. If it's reality, it doesn't count as conspiracy.
Right.
It's like the old lie, it's not paranoia if they really are all out to get you.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay, this is...
Conspiracy guy is quite an accolade. Congratulations.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I hate to do this because it's honestly super, super bad radio, but I've got to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States days ago in Asia.
And there's three or four Indians in headdresses and the Union soldiers. The Union soldiers basically saying, the Indians, come with me, we'll take care of you, we'll be, everything will be good. And the Indian scout, the Indian looks at John Wayne and points to the Union soldier and says, he's a lion, dog-faced pony soldier. Having celebrated international meetings, if you don't know what you want at the meeting, if you don't have a game plan, he may have a game plan, he just hasn't shared it with me. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
There's your president, Ed Martin. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's elder abuse, isn't it? I mean, if the three of us, you know, were palling around and we watched our friend put his dad on TV, or our friend put her wife, a husband, on TV, on like a YouTube channel, and they did this, you'd say that's like elder abuse. Like at a certain point, I mean, it's horrendous. And the only thing about that, in a way, it distracts from everything else that's going on. You know, there's a serial killer, illegal alien on the loose in Pennsylvania. Did you know that? Escaped from jail. An illegal alien had killed his wife or girlfriend, I think that's right, and then didn't get deported. So, I mean, yeah, it's terrible to watch this guy fumbling around Vietnam or wherever he was in Asia, but it's elder abuse, and it's used as a sort of distraction. We either talk about Trump's documents or his indictments, or we're talking about Biden being appealed, and meanwhile, a lot of things are going wrong. So I just think it's elder abuse, and Joe Biden should be ashamed. Hunter Biden should be ashamed. Joe Biden's brother should be ashamed, his sister. It's just it's a terrible, terrible thing to do, and it's the opposite of Pope John Paul II. Pope John Paul II lived out his life, and we all saw a guy living out his life and suffering and living with that. In this case, we're watching people deny the suffering and just let this poor, poor fool, not that's not fair, that's even too mean, just this poor man be put out there. It's elder abuse.
Well, it's more like Asian abuse to me, Ed, but I got to tell you, we used to hear clips of John Kennedy, and that was not John Kennedy, but things change. Yeah.
It's just where we are with this whole thing. David Ignatius, a Washington Post, let me repeat that, the Washington Post editorial called for Joe Biden to step down from running for another term, and he said Kamala isn't the answer either. This is the Washington Post, Ed. Any ramifications from stuff like that?
Yeah, this is great. I told you guys, and then where's my conspiracy theory? Buddy, I told you the whole time, this is civil war in the Democrat Party, and the fault lines are now Joe Biden doesn't want to quit. His family doesn't want to quit. The people that have power around him don't want him to leave. They'll prop him up. They ran him from the basement. He wasn't as addled then, but he was pretty clueless, and he won. And they did it by fortifying the election. If you think that's cheating, it might be. If you think it's just fortifying the election with hundreds of millions of dollars, then that's what they did. But that's what they're going to do again. And normal people are like, wait a second. You know, the country's sliding, and this ends up being something that they can see. The people that say Trump can't win, anyone can beat Biden right now. Anyone. Any Republican would win today. So now you got a problem. The Washington Post is saying quit, and Biden is saying no way. Even the Republicans, they opened up an impeachment inquiry, but they're not going to take an impeachment vote. They're mostly just going to talk about it. And 61% of Americans say Biden was in on the corruption of his family. But he's not going to quit. No one around him has enough sticks. So are there ramifications? Maybe. But I think the Lord may be sparing us a real candidate so that Trump can run against Biden.
No, you're right. It could happen. But we are talking, the people in power, the ones who are running it, do want Joe's speech. First of all, they'd get replaced if somebody else came in. And second of all, it's working great. And we are talking about the people who are telling us and sticking to their story that stealing is okay and guys can be girls. So they could also say Joe can win in their mind. And I agree with Ed. I think Trump beats Joe Biden. There's just a lot of people who won't vote for either one of them. That's the way Trump wins it.
Let me say something that I didn't think I would get to this point really at all, but I am here.
If you notice the coverage of the Elon Musk biography by Walter Isaacson, it includes a description that, and the truth of it is now out, Musk runs Starlink, and Starlink existed and it covered a bunch of Ukraine. And the Ukrainians said, can you please let us have Starlink over Russian territory because we're going to bomb them? And Musk said, I'm not getting involved. That's not my job. But the way it was portrayed in the media is that Musk was a traitor, treasonous to America. And here's what I'm saying, guys. As they see the problem of Trump and Musk and others, they're ramping up the rhetoric. So, I don't know, a third of the country, I meet them, they think Trump is Hitler. And I want to look at them and say, where was that? Like, they say, Trump will ignore the rule of law. And I'm like, the guy got tied up by the rule of law more than any president we've ever had, actually. So what are you talking about? But the brainwashing is working, and it's truly dangerous now. And when you say the powers that be want to stay in power, you don't have to be imaginary and a conspiracy theorist to realize that the CIA had a role in what happened to JFK. That's true now. That's not a lie. That's true. And that the FBI had a role in the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, which effectively crippled the first half or maybe the whole of Trump's administration. And they have had an admitted role in all kinds of coups in the world. You just say to yourself, do these people with power that brainwash the American people to say Trump is Hitler and Elon Musk is a traitor, are they asking for conduct? Are they asking for something? It feels like they are.
Well, and you're right, Ed. It's always been true. There's been corruption and conspiracy. I think the difference is the technology, Stevie. Those folks can stay in power a lot easier because they also control a lot of our technology, which allows them to brainwash people. Mm. It's just it's harder to stay free right now. And so we have to be up to it, or we're going to lose a lot of our freedom. It's really not rocket science.
Ed, is there a point to the impeachment inquiry if historians aren't going to write it, media is not going to cover it, and nothing will happen to Joe Biden from it?
Yeah, I mean, as a practical matter, the point of it was to drive the media, and I think it worked. But if you're asking me what the strategy is, the broad, it's a tactic, right? So it's a tactic that gets, you know, it hurts Biden's, you know, it adds to his negatives, and but it's not going to lead to any kind of a vote, and the Senate's not going to do it. So I would say, as a strategy, it's a little bit of a distraction. It feels like they're distracting us, all of us, from what's really going on. Again, there's a serial killer loose because Biden's policies are, it doesn't matter if you kill your girlfriend, we still won't deport you. The border's wide open I tell everybody all the time, the border's open, and it's not a family of seven with their Our Lady of Guadalupe statue. I actually like those people who's coming are 18 to 25-year-olds from Central Africa and from Pakistan and from other parts of the world. They may be nice people, but they're not exactly likely to assimilate, and we ought to have a say in who gets to come in. So, you know, I feel like the impeachment stuff is a distraction. You know, I mean, knee-deep in the January 6th stuff, I can't talk about it yet, but I've been reviewing the videos, and maybe by next week I can, and I found stuff that clearly shows that somebody was setting up the thing as a photo op. Clearly a photo op. And no one is covering it, talking about it. And meanwhile, they're sentencing guys up in January 6th trials, and they're saying, again, judges are saying, these people were a part of an insurrection. I've never heard of an insurrection that relied on trespass and no weapon. In the revolution, it didn't quite work.
While you're talking about impeaching Joe Biden, which is kind of like the dogs barking in the street, we still haven't quite cleaned up the process of voting, which is really, Eddie, I believe all we have to do is make it reasonably fair in the vote, because that's how far behind the Democrats are with these policies. That's all we should be doing, and it's probably one of the only things we're not doing. And as far as impeaching Biden, are you kidding? There's no way. And I think Trump should consider Kamala Harris as vice president. It's a protection mode.
That's funny. All right. right, so we got Ed Martin, Brother Johnny on the phone, on the Tapman's Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5. So, former Secret Service agent for John Kennedy says that he might think there might have been more involved. Robert Kennedy Jr. commented on it, and there's Johnny's been saying this because he's read a million books on it, that there's been funny business on November 22nd, 1963 for a long time, Ed. Where are you on all that, and what's the significance of actually knowing what happened to our 35th president?
Well, where I am is very simple. I take the admonition of Ronald Reagan when he talked about the communists, and I turn it a little bit on its head, and my message is distrust and verify. I distrust everything I've been told by them. I think at this point something was wrong with the narrative we were fed, and they won't disclose it. I mean, and I voted Trump for this. They won't actually release the documents. Whatever, at this point, whatever's in there must be really damning, because otherwise you'd be like, let's stop these idiots from talking about it. Let's release the documents. So, and I tell you, RFK Jr., I had hoped, to have him at Eagle Council this coming weekend in St. Louis, and they just turned me down this morning. It's scheduled in Malau. I was going to have him on Skype because I wanted him to talk about pharma and this. The guy has shined a light on some serious issues, whether you're talking pharma, you're talking the border, he went down to the border, or you're talking about assassination. And here's the common denominator between RFK Jr. and Trump, and that is this. Neither of them needed the elites in power to get what they wanted. Trump played the game with them, but RFK Jr. never needed their money or their name ID or anything. So these guys are fearless to tell the truth. And I think RFK Jr., on his own father's assassination and on his uncle's, has a lot to say that no one is refuting. So I'm listening to him more than I'm listening to some CIA historian that tells me some time when they find me, and it's now exposed for 5 years. Everything they said, Brennan, Clapper, every one of them, liars. So distrust and verify is my new tattoo on my forehead. I got to go get that this morning.
Well, I can just tell you, Steve, that between 4 and 7 people fired a shot in Dealey Plaza from 3 different directions. One of the only ones who didn't shoot was Lee Harvey Oswald. and that's just almost irrefutable, but nobody really cares now. But the reason it is important is so you'll understand that to distrust and verify is very prudent, because we trusted back then. We trusted J. Edgar Hoover, and we trusted Gerald Ford, and they didn't tell us the truth because it was a disaster. I mean, what they did to Kennedy was not what we wanted to see or hear about. But that happened, and a lot since has happened. And the reason it's not much better, we didn't find out about that. And so we're still trusting, and we're still getting it from all sides. You can do a lot for the greater good, Ed, that you wouldn't normally do, but it's usually bad.
Well, Ronald Reagan, didn't he say that if we forget that we are one nation under God, we'll be a country gone under? I think he said something like that. Yeah, let me give you the final. Johnny gets to go first on this one. Aaron Rodgers signed a $112 million 2-year deal, $75 million guaranteed. He got to play 4 plays on Monday night, and he's out for the year, Johnny. I was sad to see it.
$9,375,000 a snap. Nothing.
A snap.
Look, Steve and I said we'll take a snap for $1 million.
$1 million.
That's nine times less than. No, that was an amazing thing. I couldn't believe that happened to him. It was as gentle a sack as I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's not that gentle in the NFL, but it wasn't one of those where you thought, how did he even get up? And he's out for the season. Achilles, I guess.
That's Ed Martin money, Johnny. $9 million a snap.
That's right. Yeah. What do you think about that? Guaranteed money is something else.
Yeah. No, I thought a couple things. One is I won't say his name, but I ran into a guy that had a 5-year career in the major leagues, a middling career, never a starter in baseball. And his net worth is $8 million.
Wow.
I mean, you know, these guys that get to the big leagues and the top level, not just Rodgers, obviously, but I kind of like the story that the guy that came in after him, Wilson, I did see about 5 minutes of the game after Rodgers was out, and it was made the second quarter, and I was like, oh, and the Jets fans are really rough. I mean, I tell people, after every Jets game, there is a scene that looks a lot like what happened on January 6th at the Capitol. I mean, whether they win or lose, they break windows and punch each other in the face.
Man.
And all of them are cops and all of them are firemen. So I love it. I mean, you can take your life in it. I thought, my gosh, it's going to be a riot after this Jets game. And then they won.
Yeah.
So, you know, I that's the best part of sports is when everything falls apart and then somebody steps up and gets it done.
Well, right. And I'll tell you, I bet I picked in my pool, I picked Buffalo. And one main reason was I just think Rodgers is too old and can't do it anymore. Then he gets hurt, and I go, not this kid, not again, because he actually did pretty good last year. And I didn't even watch the rest of the game, Stevie, because I think Josh Allen may be dating Kim Bassinger. Now, that's one for the older crowd that watched The Natural. But when The Natural started dating the woman, he couldn't play. I don't know what happened to Josh. I hope he's okay. But that was wild.
All right. Terrible. Boys, we'll let you go. Ed, how can people find Ed Martin?
Well, you know, this weekend you go down to St. Louis, you can take a swing at me. I'll be in St. Louis at the Airport Marriott for our Eagle Council. EagleCouncil.com is the website. We just found out that Mark Howe, that pro-life father of, I think, 7 or 9 from Pennsylvania, who got in trouble because he stood up for his kid and then he got tried in federal court and acquitted. You know, he's a great character. He's coming. So he's coming on Friday for the Friday afternoon stuff. So you go to EagleCouncil.com. I'll be there. On Twitter, at Eagle Ed Martin is where I try to assert my free speech rights. And PhyllisLafley.com. I just had an exchange, guys, real briefly with someone saying they're running for precinct captain in their precinct as a political, you know, Republican. And Phyllis wrote a brochure on the most important job and most important office in America is not president, it's precinct captain head because of the role you play in things. So if you go to PhyllisShapley.com, you can see that and other stuff. So
I got one thing, Ed. Carrie Lake, is she coming to your thing? And
she's still fighting in
Arizona. They're making some progress up there in Arizona.
Yeah.
Actually, I hate to tell you, they called me and said she is coming. But they called me and said some of those developments have changed their calendar a little bit. So I said, oh, gosh, we'll see. But, yeah, that's right. We didn't even talk about that. In Arizona, they actually have restarted. You know, everyone told them you couldn't do this. And they're suddenly like, no, you're allowed to do this. Let's see. And you know, we may get to the bottom of this after all. I mean, and of course, no one's covering that, right?
Nobody's covering it.
That's the governor's race in Arizona where they've been fighting about the vote since the election.
Right. So.
Yeah. And the attorney general's race, who lost by like 50 votes,
man,
that they clearly cheated. Yeah, so,
wow.
So that's a big job to have control over if you did. Anyway,
Eddie, thank you. Please. Good luck with this weekend. It's going to be awesome down in St. Louis. And Johnny, keep praying for us in the Bible study. We need you. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Ed Martin, brother Johnny. 7:53. We'll get Greg Sawyer's weather now.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Penn have a Saturday pretty quiet weather picture expected here the coming days. Just a weak weather system that may generate a couple of drops of rain over the course of the weekend. Perhaps a more broader-based wetter weather pattern may be materializing late next week, if not beyond. But accompanying that, big warm-up on temperatures and a steady rise in humidity. Still a real late summer feel expected around these parks here the coming weeks. In the meantime,
hey, everybody, I'm Rick Piano. Today's temperatures a little on the cool side
for the time of year. A little patchy fog around as well early on this morning, up to about 75 with a light north wind, mostly clear tonight. Nearly calm wind sets in, dawn temperature down to 46 tomorrow. Nice recovery on temps, sunny skies, light northeast wind, the high about 74. A partly cloudy 77 degree high on Friday. Over the weekend, a little more cloudiness, maybe a couple of drops of rain around. Football temperature kickoff at 68, highs near 76, 75 on Sunday, heading towards the mid to upper 70s Monday to Wednesday next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Well, we get on Steve Suderman over at Good Vibes, Ron Barr next to the driver's license facility there. Mr. Suderman, how are you?
I'm good. Last week we got to announce our People's Choice Award. I'm still a little bit glowing over that, thanks to our staff and their efforts, thanks to the voters that apparently we edged out Best Buy for, and who sells a much broader mix of product to a lot more people with a big ad budget.
Let me see if I had an issue. If I call you or Best Buy, who would answer quicker?
Well, there's that.
Right.
Are you kidding me? No offense.
There's
but
a lot of computers over there.
Well, I know, so. But I want to be able to talk to somebody if I call.
Right.
I'm tired of the automated stuff.
And actually
right?
get
you literally
some service.
Cannot call that store on North Prospect anymore. You just go through a switchboard and you know, maybe someone calls you back.
You can hear the melodious tones of Steve Suderman if you work with Good Vibes. Come on, man.
I do often pick up the phone. There are Labor Day deals that are kind of hangovers from the major TV companies. Most of them end Friday, some Saturday, but there's stuff that's, you know, coming to a close. Our fiscal year ends September 30, so I've empowered Mike and everybody here basically to say yes, do as many things as they can, just because we want to end the year with a bang. It's been an okay year, but a little up and down. I won't lie to you. There's been some slow months in there, but August was really good. We're hoping that September comes home the same way. So we're going to do our best to make it in with a bang. I hired Google. The Google Maps people were in town. They shot a virtual tour. It's not on the website yet, but if you haven't been to the store ever, you'll be able to just click a little button on our website, and it'll take you through the theater the lineup of TV. So, it's kind of neat.
That is cool.
And just, off to the side, this T-Mobile Internet thing that's got 5G, if you were, up 130 from Philo or somewhere out, let's say, east of Gifford, there's a whole lot of places that are in Champaign and Vermilion County that are underserved by cable or satellite internet that just isn't a good choice. We've got call in your address. We can run it, and there's no cost to do that. It's $50 a month, all in. No taxes, no fees. It's $50 a month, and it's really, really fast in some places right now that it's not very fast at all.
No, that's a problem. Rural has always been a concern. So how can people connect with Steve Suderman at Good Vibes?
Physically at 2010 Round Barn Road next to the driver's facility. We're at gvibes.com on the web, where we're building our virtual tour. You can call me up at 351-0909.
And when he was loading boxes back in the 70s, he liked Maria Muldaur, I think, wasn't that?
I kind of like Jeff Muldaur. That's her brother. He's a heck of a guitar player. But this one didn't do much for me.
This is like on, Maria Muldaur, Midnight at the Oasis, by request for all you Diane Ducey fans.
Yes! I turn this one up when it comes on.
Man, this is back when flowers were in the hair and the bell bottoms and the big hair, all that stuff. All right, my friend, thank you.
Thanks, DV. Take care.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Tappan's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tappanstowing.com.
The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham at Urbana or online at blossombasket.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do. A company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
So, if you would like kind of an assessment on what you're driving, I can get that for you. It's $100 to get a complete vehicle analysis with like 4 or 5 pages of color. And I'll pay for it. It's at PDR Automotive. You have to get an appointment, at least set it up in the next week. Take your vehicle in, let them do their thing. They'll come out with that incredible analysis. Here's where your car is might want to look out for XYZ. If they suggest something, I'll kick in $100 to help you toward that if you choose to do it. So it's at PDR Automotive. It's GhostSteever.com, GhostSteever.com. And you get an email tonight if you're one of our winners. We'll do several of these. GhostSteever.com for PDR Automotive. And good luck. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.